It's Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by The Sharpologist.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 2016. Welcome to 2016. Joe, how did your New Year's go?
I couldn't ask for a better New Year's this year. Had a great time. Really, really positive start of the year.
You know, I was so busy, my head was just spinning. But it's a new year, and everything's calming down, and we're getting into the swing of things for 2016. So let's get started. I hope everyone had a safe, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, whatever you celebrate. I hope it was bright and fun and energetic. So for today, we're going to be hitting the latest in industry and artisan news.
We're also going to talk about drinking and shaving and how important it is not to do it. And we'll also go over a brief discussion on the infamous Rolls razor.
All right, so let's get started with this week's industry and vendor news. A recent article by MediaPost highlights a lawsuit currently pending between Gillette and Dollar Shave Club. The suit alleges that Dollar Shave Club violates Gillette's patents on the blade coatings with its products. Perhaps the most interesting portion of the suit is the lack of involvement regarding the Dollar Shave Club's manufacturer, Dorco. Dorco manufactures blades for several retail outlets in the U.S., such as Walgreens and Dollar General. Offerings from Dollar Shave Club are generally regarded as repackaged Dorco Paste-branded blades, meaning that any Dorco product could fall under the same suit, although Gillette is only aiming for Dollar Shave Club in this particular case. According to a related article released by CNBC, however, Gillette stands on a risky platform by pursuing this lawsuit. CNBC cites overlapping patents owned by Gillette and numerous patents that could be invalidating because they do not cite prior art based on the patent structure. This could be used by Dollar Shave Club in a countersuit to invalidate any Gillette patents that overlap and do not cite prior art, and Gillette could essentially lose their entire patented process of coating the blades. Gillette has recently been playing catch-up to the Shave Club world as they joined the business later than many of their startup competitors. This delay has seen a sizable portion of market share taken away from Gillette.
Well, just reading that article, it looks like Gillette really is taking the hit from the Dollar Shave Club to the point where they're actually going to try and sue them. That's pretty amazing.
And I guess that for me is the most interesting portion. They're going after Dollar Shave Club, but I don't know. I don't know if Dollar Shave Club does anything different to the blades once they get them from Dorco, or if Dorco is doing something specific for Dollar Shave Club. But I do remember that when Dollar Shave Club first started up, everyone was talking about how it's just a Dorco blade and handle, but not in a Dorco box, which is fine. Many people love that, and many people love the ability to get it delivered straight to the house. But I guess I'm still lost as to why none of these Walgreens or Dollar General brands would also be a target of the lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm wondering. It's like, okay, so you're going after the Dollar Shave Club, but yet Walgreens and CVS all have their own brand of you know, cartridge razors. Why not go after them for the last 20 years? You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense. So in artisan news, Deluxe Shaving Company has released their newest soap entitled Espresso Amaretti. Wow, that sounds good. The soap contains hints of vanilla, almond, and espresso in a nod of traditional Italian cookies served with a shot of espresso. The soap is tallow-based and is available at 56 US for 4 ounces, and we have a link in the show notes.
Now, I haven't talked to Anthony about this newest part of his line, but it does look like this is also one of his harder soaps, not the softer Cropes that the line started with. I'm still a fan of the Cropes. The Cropes were, for me, I like the Cropes, but this does look like it's part of his harder shaving soap line. Maggard Razors is shaking things up a little bit with a recently released house line of synthetic shaving brushes. The description of the brushes likens the knot to Plisson, while the pricing is well below the value price target. A standard 22mm black resin-handled brush starts at $9.95 US, while the larger 24mm knot comes in three handle styles of black, purple swirl, or marble for just a $2 premium at $11.95 US. That is insane. We've seen so many companies starting to bring out low-cost and value-oriented shaving brushes, and they... I haven't tried them, but from what I hear, for instance, like Sterling's Kong brushes and Son of Kong, I think it's called, their synthetic brushes have gotten rave reviews, and they haven't been able to keep them in stock. So it's just great to see a more price and cost effective entry model for people who want to join the wet shaving world with premium feeling items without the premium cost.
Yeah, guys, if you've been wet shaving for, you know, a long time and you know how horrible those old synthetic brushes used to be, the new ones are not like that. They retain water really well, they hold the heat, they don't lose any hairs, they're really good quality brushes. And right now at the prices they're coming out with, it's unbelievable. You got to pick one up.
Joe, what's going on with Bluebeards?
So with Bluebeards, just before Christmas last year, Bluebeards Revenge announced a new razor product to their lineup. The new razor, titled the Broadsword, is Bluebeard's first straight razor model. The razor is manufactured by Boker and features custom etching on the blade. The blade is hollow ground, and it's a 5/8 size with carbon steel blade and a rounded tip. The images that make the razor appear as a King Cutter model, featuring custom etching, plastic scales, and chrome pins. The razor is on sale now at Bluebeard's website for €99, including the VAT, and we have show notes for this item. It's actually very interesting. I'm a big fan of Boker straight razors. I think they make some great stuff, so I'm definitely worth checking them out.
You know, I only have two straight razors in my collection. The starter that I got was a finished gold dollar from WSP, and my wife bought that for me for my birthday last year. And then the only other one I have is a Boker Red Engine 101 that was my great-grandfather's, and it's waiting restoration. Or awaiting restoration, I should say, right now in the bathroom. I'm just waiting on the right time to send it out and get it done. But I hear great things about Boker, and they are an old company with a great heritage.
Oh, yeah. They've been around for years, and their new stuff is still definitely a decent quality, and they just, you can't go wrong with a Boker.
Joe, how would you like to win a custom limited edition brass against the tie razor?
I would really like to win one.
Well, if you are listening to the show and you would like to win one currently running on the Shave Nook, Bull Goose Shaving is hosting a giveaway contest for a 6-piece Atlas razor set in, of course, the limited edition bronze. The bronze above the tie razor can be had by following pretty simple instructions. There is a bit of chance in the end, though, and Bull Goose will choose the top 10 posters from now until the end of the contest closing. Out of those top 10, they will create a random list generator to determine the winner. Links to the announcement, which also has links to the contest, are in the show notes. So you basically, if you post your butt off from now until when the contest ends, you'd wind up with a 1 in 10 chance of winning a limited edition Atlas razor set in bronze from Against the Tie. And that, I believe, is priced somewhere around $460. So that's a pretty hefty set.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best giveaways I've ever seen in the 5 years that I've been wet shaving. I can't believe it. That's really, really cool. I mean, good luck to everybody who participates in that forum and for that item.
Joe, I know the holidays are over, but during the holidays, do you like to enjoy some Christmas time libations?
Yes, I do.
Please tell me you don't enjoy Christmas time libations while shaving.
Oh, no. And that brings us to our next subject. I wasn't going to mention this on the podcast, but until I keep seeing online everybody posting razors and drinks, like either an old fashioned or a bottle of scotch or a glass of wine. So recently there have been an increase in shave of the day photos with alcoholic beverages. during the holidays, I posted in a thread, friends don't let friends drink and shave. And to my amazement, several members mentioned that they've made that mistake in the past. These members have cut themselves or cut their fingers or something, and they get a little confident when they're drinking and want to have a nice shave or show off their straight razors or safety razors, and they end up cutting themselves and going to the emergency room. So guys, please use caution with shaving, especially with straight razors. We all enjoy a fine drink and a fine shave, but the two don't go together. Sometimes after a drink or two, the confidence levels rises, but I can assure you that your motor skills decline. Remember, when in doubt, just put it down. So recently, guys, I brought back one of my Rolls razors. I have two of them back to life, and I've been using it, you know, periodically. And what a Rolls razor, if you don't know what it is, it was first seen in 1917 and produced from Sheffield, England. And was produced until the company was sold off in 1958. And there was several patents for the item. And what it is, in a nutshell, it's a straight razor on a stick, basically. It's a hollow ground Sheffield steel blade with a bar on it, a safety bar, and a removable handle. And you do is you can actually strop and hone the razor in its case. So it's really cool, and it's I've seen a lot of them online. There you can purchase them on eBay. There's tons of them out there, and I've been really, you know, using mine and enjoying it. And I'm going to actually focus a lot more on the Rolls razor on my blog and on a couple of the forums in 2016.
Well, let me know how it goes. I've never seen one. I think I'm going to have to go Google the Rolls razor and see if I can find an image. But that sounds really cool, actually, and very smart. I'd love to be able to hone my razor myself. I don't have the time or the skill set. I'm sure one of these days I'll learn, but that just sounds super convenient.
Yeah, they're really cool, and they're just like with the case and everything. I actually honed mine on my regular whetstones. I didn't use the hone in the case just for that reason. I wanted to get it really sharp, and let me tell you, when these things are sharp, they really, really shave very well, and it's just really interesting to have the safety aspect and the straight razor aspect all in the same package. It's awesome. It's really cool.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening to our show today. Our next show will be January 27th of 2016. We hope that you guys tune in then. We're hoping to have a vendor or an experienced wet shaver lined up for an interview on that particular show. I am on vacation next week, so we are going to do the best we can to coordinate that while I am on vacation. But in the meantime, everyone, thanks for listening. Joe, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Andrew, and to all of our listeners. Have a great start of the year, and keep posting those Shave of the Days.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.